Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I live alone in a small house in Canada. This all happened about 6.5 years ago. I opened my front door one morning to go and get some groceries and found the strangest thing waiting for me outside.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card. The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Lying on my doorstep was a small USB flash drive. Almost stepped on the damn thing. Who'd put that there, I thought. It was just a generic USB stick. No label or anything. No way to know who it came from. Well, I did what anyone else would do. Took it inside and plugged it into my PC. The device was full of pictures. In fact, nothing but pictures. Dozens of them. I opened the first one and clicked through them in order. The first few were just shots from around town, general places that I recognized. The fourth image was taken on our town's busiest street. In the image, the street was full of people, but there was somebody in it that caught my attention immediately. Me. The image showed me in amongst the crowd, just minding my own business. Well, this was a small town. Was it just a coincidence that I was in the picture? The fifth image had been taken on the same day. Again, it was taken in our town. Again, I was in it. The photographer was closer to me this time. Whoever had taken these pictures of me, I hadn't noticed them at the time. Next came several more pictures of me in various locations around town. Then, something more chilling. A photo of a house. My house. It was nighttime in the image, and the living room light was on. I clicked through to the next picture. It was another image of my house, this time taken even closer. Through the living room window, you could see me sitting on the couch, watching television. I could tell from the clothes I was wearing that it had been taken the night before. I had no idea that somebody had been outside watching me. I kept clicking through the images on the drive. Photo after photo of me inside my house, taken from just outside my window. Because it was so light inside and so dark outside, I was totally unable to see that somebody was watching me from out there. I couldn't see them, but they could see me, clear as day. Didn't even need to use the flash on their camera. After 20 or so photos of just me inside my house, there came a real curveball. An image taken from inside my hallway. The man, or woman, or whoever was taking these pictures of me, had been inside my house the night before. There were photos of my living room, now lightless and empty, obviously taken after I'd gone to sleep. Photos of my kitchen, of my dining area, my stairwell, and several taken as the unknown person ascended my stairs towards where I was sleeping. My brain started to run wild with thoughts about who had been following me. Had I wronged someone in the past? Said the wrong thing to the wrong guy? Was this just some weirdo who'd decided to target me? Were they armed when they came to pay me a visit? Whatever the case, somebody had come inside my house at night and taken pictures of all of the rooms, including my bedroom. The second to last photo was of me, fast asleep in my bed, totally oblivious to the person in my home. The final image was just of a handwritten note, framed in close-up. The message on it simply read, "Never hide a spare key under your doormat." I've since moved house. This all took place a couple of years back. I was walking my dog through a local park late one night and decided to take a little break on one of the park benches. I sat down and immediately felt something under my butt. It was a USB flash drive, which had either been forgotten or abandoned by somebody. I waited around for maybe 5 minutes to see if somebody would come back and claim it. Nobody did, so I just put it in my pocket. Like I said, it was late at night, so the park's lost and found area was closed. I planned to head back there in the morning before work and hand it over. Maybe the owner might come by and collect it. Probably a student who had some work assignments on it, I figured.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
As I sat at home, my curiosity got the better of me, and I decided to take a quick look at what was on the USB. I plugged it into my computer and checked its contents. Strange. There was only one file on the USB. An Excel file, of all things. Some poor schmuck must have lost this thing after its first use. The file was simply titled, Little Black Book. Needless to say, I opened the document. It was just a large collection of names, addresses, and numbers. Mr. X, Tudor Hill Drive, 52,750. Mrs. Y, Springfield Avenue, 47,300. Dr. Z, Deacon Street, 52,200, etc. The list ran on and on, probably 40 or 50 names and addresses in total. At least 25 of them had been highlighted in red. The rest were just in black. Strange. Why would someone go through the trouble of making an Excel file with all this information in it, then saving it onto an empty USB as the only file? Were these someone's clients? Someone's friends? I had no idea. And what were the numbers next to each name supposed to mean? They were all in the same ballpark, between 30 and 60,000. And I decided to dig a little deeper and look up a few of the names and addresses, just to sate my curiosity, you know. I started with a couple of the names in black. It looked like these really were real people and their real addresses. Okay. Still didn't give any indication about what the numbers meant, though. I looked up one of the names in red. Mr. X. That's when things took a darker turn. Mr. X was indeed a real person, and the address listed was indeed his. But he had passed away a few years back under mysterious circumstances. The same was true of Mrs. Y, Dr. Z, and all the other names listed in red on the document. They'd all perished, either under mysterious circumstances or through some sort of unfortunate accident. Starting to worry that this USB might have belonged to someone in the cleanup business, so to speak, I began to put the pieces of the puzzle together and figured I knew what the numbers next to each name meant. They were the amount that the people had been contracted for. This was a hit list. I immediately called up the authorities and handed the USB over to them, telling them where I'd found it and what the information pertained to. They took it from there, and I haven't heard anything else about it since. Had somebody left the USB on the bench intentionally for somebody else to come and collect? Or had it simply fallen out of the owner's pocket? I still don't know. Probably never will. But I'm glad that nobody came by that park bench during those 5 minutes I waited around. It was dark. The park was completely empty. And the owner or collector really wouldn't have wanted that USB to fall into somebody else's hands. Who knows what they might have done.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.